getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, would you look at that? Another week flown by once again, and time for another round. A great old-time music here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Heard every week, wherever it is, you're hearing it right now. So if you're ready to go, I got a stack of records. Maybe you got your dancing shoes on. Maybe you got your listening ears on. What the heck are listening ears? I don't know. I just made that up, but it seems reasonable to me. Let's get it rolling here. How about starting off with a Lil Wally record, shall we? Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. What more appropriate song than the Harmony Boys Polka? That's what the Harmony Boys Polka sounds like, as performed by the Harmony Boys with Lil Wally here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Another week is come and gone. Let me see here. Bye. Next week will be into May. Not quite there yet, darn it, but we're working on it. Weather's been pretty good up here in northern Minnesota. Had a little rain on and off. Nothing, yeah, you know. April showers bring May flowers. That's what they say. And then the Mayflowers bring pilgrims, and that's a joke you learned in second grade. So I don't really need to tell it anymore. Let's have the Maddie Brothers. Maddie's Brothers. That's hard to say sometimes. Do a little number for us. This is the Rummy Polka.
aqui, vem só cheira, pia aqui, pia aqui, vem ó colas, pia aqui, pia aqui, pia aqui, vem ó colas, pia aqui.
There you go, Maddie's Brothers. That's the Rummy Polka. I have no idea what they're singing in that song, but they sure sound like they're having a good time. And when you get right down to it, that's all you really need. You know what I mean? Anyway, I was just thinking of something brilliant I was going to relate to y'all. Now I can't remember what it was. Oh, I remember. You remember those days when you used to turn on the TV back in like the 60s and you'd flip on the set and every now and then there'd be a commercial for an organ like the Lowry organ or the Kimball organ, or one of those organs that you would buy, and you'd put it in your living room, your family room, or whatever, and the kids would be like, gee, Dad, play Red River Valley again, and Dad would sit down at the organ and do a little song for you. It was kind of like having a whole, you know, like an accordion. It's kind of like a whole orchestra. You know, you got one of those big 40-bass accordions or whatever. You know, you got a lot of sounds in there, and you can do a lot of stuff with it. Same kind of thing with an organ. Then they started adding in the built-in drummers and all that kind of stuff. The next thing you know, if you just added like a drummer, a real drummer with your organ, not one of those mechanized deals, or maybe you added a bass player or whatever. I don't know, but I think this guy saw those commercials and took it to heart. Shay Torrent and his happy organ. It's the Beer Barrel Polka. See, I'm telling you, the guy saw those organ commercials and he said, I got to get me one of those. And then he found himself a drummer, because you can't get drumming like that with one of those automated deals. You need the real thing. But anyway, Shay Torrent and his happy organ here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, where we're going to talk about the World of Accordions Museum right now, because you should visit them. They're in Superior, Wisconsin, right near Duluth, of course, right at the south end of the North Shore. Does that make any sense? Yes, yes, it does. Check out their accordion collection, like 1,400 accordions on display. Give or take, it varies. I don't know if they like loan them out or they take them on shows or what they do, but the number does tend to change now and then. But nonetheless, I mean, you don't have time to analyze 1,400 different accordions anyway. They have research materials, background materials, history on musicians and songs, music itself and the instruments and the whole deal there. They have the concert hall. They do a lot of shows. They have fun workshops. They have little jam sessions and stuff. Check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. And I forgot to look and see if they have the new schedule up for what they have for this spring and summer. But check them out if you're going to be in the area or you need an excuse to come to the area. Worldofaccordions.org is where they are on the interwebs, all right? Now, he already played the Maddie's Brothers. And anytime you play the Maddie's Brothers, it seems like right behind it there's a Pala Brothers record. I don't know what the deal is with that. And I haven't played this one for a long time. And it's been a long time since we had anything in the news about Streakers. But nonetheless, there's a polka for them, so why not?
The streaker, I'm a naked hide-and-seeker. What I do is so unique. Though I'm not the fairest, I don't get embarrassed when I show off my physique. I can streak so fast the cops can't catch my... I show them the other cheek. Come on, all you peekers, won't you join the streakers? Be as proud as you can be. Now stop all your staring, take off what you're wearing, show off your anatomy. Just keep your composure through this new exposure, come and streak along with me. Oh, this streaking makes you feel so free. You are doing what comes naturally. Fat or skinny, no one gives a hoot. Let's go streaking in our birthday suits, yeah! If you're sitting there and you will take my dare, then stand up and listen to me. Don't be such a pooper, streaking is so super. You can streak if you hang loose. Now you're in the mood for dancing in the nude, so dance this tune, then shoot the moon. If you're bravely thinking about going streaking, there's just one thing you should know. Watch out for the coppers, they'll say it's not proper to be caught without your clothes. Your nerve will be tested when you get arrested, so don't streak if you're too slow. Oh, this streaking makes you feel so free. You are doing what comes naturally. Fat or skinny, no one gives a hoot. Let's go streaking in our birthday suits, yeah!
He seems so calm about it, doesn't he? Let's just do what comes naturally, like going streaking. No, no, that does not come naturally. Being naked in public is the first issue I have. The big problem with streaking is you have to run. I am not up for running anymore. They would catch up to me really, really fast. Anyway, the Pala Brothers, the Streaker Polka. I bet there's kids out there who have no idea even what streaking is. I don't know that we should tell them. They don't need to bring that back, I don't think. Doesn't... No. Anyway, it's always a good excuse to play one of those ridiculous Pala Brother records here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Hey, remember now, if you have a request, dedication, question, comment, you need to want to exchange recipes, we can work that out too. You can get in touch with the Oompa Hour several different ways, actually, because we have modern technology now. If you have old-school technology, like a phone with a dial on it, you can still do it. Area code 218-259-2985. You can leave a message, or you can send a text to that number. If you're more the email kind of guy, oompahour@aol.com. It's all one word, oompahour@aol.com. Or if you're a Facebooker, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Are always... You can get in touch if you have a request or whatever, something you'd like to hear, a question about a band or whatever. We get a lot of messages from people that are looking for like the band of like their dad or their grandpa who's passed away years ago, but then they found out that, what, dad played in a polka band or dad played in a whatever? And then they start looking out, they find out, what, they made a record? And then they start searching the internet, and the playlists for the Oompa Hour come up. And they're like, hey, I see you played a record by my grandpa's band 7 years ago. How could I get a copy of that? So, yeah, people do get in touch with us, I'm telling you. All right, let's have one from the Redbirds. It's the Dance, Dance, Dance Polka, not to be confused with a song from the 60s by the Beach Boys. It was also called Dance, Dance, Dance. No relation between those two songs except for the title. Birds, Dance, Dance, Dance Polka. I even though I can't see you through the radio, I like to think that some of you were dancing to that one, huh? While you're listening to the Oompa Hour, happens every week right here, this same spot on your dial or your internet or your web stream or your podcast, or I don't know what other ways can you listen to stuff these days. I don't know. It won't be long. We'll be able to just beam it right into your head. And we'll be able to, like, do it to people that, you know, don't even want it. They don't even know what's going on. They're like, something's coming into my head. I don't understand. It's polka music. Wouldn't that be a deal, huh? Let's do the Frank Wojnarowski Orchestra. And there's a baseball player with that name right now. I have no idea what team he plays for. I know nothing about baseball. But every now and then I'm hearing the sports at the radio station, and I hear a guy on ABC saying, blah, 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 Wojnarowski. And I'm like, hey, he's playing an accordion right now. And, you know, it's obvious. So some baseball guy. I don't know. But anyway, here's the cousin Stan Polka. There you go, Frank Wojnarowski and the orchestra. That's the cousin Stan Polka, and this is Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show, just cranking them out here. Boy, I tell you what, I should have had lunch or eaten something before I started doing the show today. Man, I am starving. I thought those two donuts I had a while ago were going to get me through the show, but it is not working out. I am hungry here, and you can't really eat while you're doing a show. Next thing you know, you're talking about, you know, some band or something, and you're drooling, and it's just not a good thing. But man, I thought those donuts had more stick-to-itiveness than they do. But apparently, I was wrong. All right, this is one of those records. It's an EP. That means it's a 45 RPM records, but it got two songs on each side. And it demonstrates that if you're playing instrumentals, you can name them anything. You know, you could have the Broken Record Polka. You could have the Hacksaw Polka. You could have the Flat Tire Polka. That reminds me, somewhere around here I have the Pothole Polka. Our car does the Pothole Polka. I got to find that. It is pothole season big time. But I digress. You can name a song anything if it's an instrumental. Here's the Harmony Bells Orchestra. This is the Gas Pipe Polka. Yes, I know the record is skipping. I really thought that it was going to make it through. So here's the question, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, this is a demonstration of just how live this show is. Do I give it a little scooch with my finger, or do I just take the record off? What do you think? See, everybody's yelling at me to just bump the needle and keep playing it. Should we try it? These young people today, they have no idea the pain and suffering we were going through to play an old scratchy record here. Let's see if that works. There we go. Let the dance continue. Ha ha ha! Man, oh man, I gotta put a note on that one. That's got a few more crunchy spots in it than I remember. Man, oh man, that was not good. That was the Gas Pipe Polka, though, and it was the Harmony Bells Orchestra. You know what I'm going to do right now, live here on the show? I'm going to take this here pencil right here that I sharpened in my actual pencil sharpener, and I'm going to put a line through the Gas Pipe Polka so that, you hear me doing that? That's me scribbling on the record so that next time I go, yeah, you might want to try a different one. That's an EP. There's four songs on there, and I thought the Gas Pipe Polka was a funny name, so I thought I'll play that one, and then, yeah. All hell broke loose. It's been a wild time already here on the Oompa Hour. What do you think, huh? Jeez, we're only halfway through the show. Johnny Pecan and the orchestra. Everything's going to be A-OK because this is the A-OK Polka. There you have it, Johnny Pecan and the orchestra. See, now there's a record. It's not scratchy. It's nice and shiny. It looks like it's brand new, even though it's like 50 years old. Sounding pretty good here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. How the heck you doing out there? Hope you have a great time this week. And, yeah, let the people know wherever you happen to be hearing this, whether you're hearing it on a radio station or a webcast or a podcast or a download or whatever the case might be. You know, send a little note or a little email and say, hey, we're digging the polka music. Believe it or not, radio people don't always get a lot of feedback that you would expect them to. So, wise words to the wise, man. Let's do the Starlights. How about the Hard to Get Polka?
Thank you.
right, there you go. Boy, well, they shut it off at the end there, right there, man. Starlights and the Hard to Get Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, you know, in every show, every week, we try to do at least 178. One record made out of shellac back in the good old days before vinyl came along. And I got one for you. And normally I like promo that it's coming up a couple of records before I get to it in the show. But here's the deal. I'm working with minimal counter space today because I'm really unorganized and I got stuff all over the place and it's a mess. And I have the record sitting over here on top of another thing, on top of another thing, and kind of a teetery stack. And I thought, you know, if I don't either play this or put it somewhere safe, it's going to fall off of there, hit the floor, and it's going to break. Because that's what shellac records do. They shatter into a zillion little pieces. Or they crack or they chip or whatever. So I better play this now. Nice vintage Frank Yankovic record. Says right on it, Frank Yankovic and his orchestra. As opposed to Frankie and his Yankovic and his Yanks. And I think we talked about this last week or the week before, but I had just a regular 45. But now we got him on a 78 on the Continental record label, little independent label. Here's Mr. Yankovic and his orchestra on our 78 of the week. Here's a Dizzy Day Polka. There, Mr. Frank Yankovic and his orchestra there doing the Dizzy Day Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. There's one that you just don't hear that often on our genuine scratchy 78 of the week. I thought it sounded pretty good, all things considered. Boy, a big chip in the edge of that one and everything. Man, that would not pass quality control anymore. Here's Little Richard and his Polka All-Stars. This is Danny's Polka.
Danny Rustinkowski, He's our Danny, he's our man, Danny Rustinkowski. He's our ways, he's our means, Danny Rustinkowski. Let's all yell, shout like hell, Danny Rustinkowski. Daniel Pan, Daniel Rostenkowski. Он наш сын, он наш брат, Daniel Rostenkowski. Он наш пан, он наш круг, Daniel Rostenkowski. Крикнем раз, еще раз, Daniel Rostenkowski.
Little Richard and his Polk All-Stars, no relation to Little Richard, who sang Good Golly Miss Molly or Long Tall Sally or any of those. Also no connection to Little Wally. This is Little Richard. Try to keep everybody straight here in the Old Oompa Hour because it can get confusing. Now we have Deutschmeister's record. It's on Flint Records, which is one of my favorite record label designs. It says the word Flint in the top with like little stars coming off of it, like it's a flint that's sparking, and it's got a little wheel next to it, like how, you know, in the olden days on your Zippo lighter, you'd have a little wheel, a serrated wheel that would rub against the flint and make a spark to light the wick. And it says the spark of music, Flint Records. I'm trying to remember now. See, here I was going to tell you all this brilliant stuff, and then I put the record on the turntable and I can't read it. J.R. Redermacher Record Company, Recording Company of Long Prairie, Minnesota, is where they made this one. Here's the Lindenau Polka with the Deutschmeisters. Right, there you go. That's the Deutschmeisters there. The Lindenau Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Back for another week. Now, this next record, I already played a Johnny Pecan record in the show today. I did. And wait a minute. I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. I got more records than I got sleeves. Something's gone wrong. There it is. All right. Now we're good. I hate when the system gets ruffled. You know, I already played a Johnny Pecan record earlier in the show. I'm pretty sure. I played the A-OK Polka, but that was Johnny Pecan and the orchestra, and that was an instrumental. And we got to play a waltz. I looked at the time here, and I was like, "Holy moly, we're almost out of time. We got to get our waltz in here." And I got another Johnny Pecan orchestra here, but Nettie Pecan is singing with the ensemble, and it's a dandy little waltz. And I thought, what the heck? We can live with Johnny Pecan playing the accordion on two different records in the show, I think. Don't you think? I Want to Be Your Darling, waltzers, here you go.
I'd like to tell you what's in my heart, but I keep wondering where to start. I only wish I could make you see how much you mean to me. I wanna be your darling, your darling, your darling. I wanna be your darling because I love you so.
We carved our name on the apple tree and said that sweethearts we'd always be. As time went by and the more we grew, the more I cared for you. I wanna be your darling, your darling, your darling. I wanna be your darling because I love you so.
I feel like singing when I'm with you. In all the world, no one else will do. I need your touch and your sunny smile to make my life worthwhile. I wanna be your darling, your darling, your darling. I wanna be your darling because I love you so. I wanna be your darling, your darling, your darling. I wanna be your darling because I love you so. Because I love you so.
There you go, Johnny Pecan there. Got to get our waltz in here. And I Want to Be Your Darling here on Tim Zumpa Hour. That's Nettie Pecan singing with the ensemble backing her up. So there you have it. Nice little waltz for you here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, here's the deal. I got Bernie Witkowski and his Silver Bell Orchestra up next. They're going to do High Button Shoes. And the tempo change from that waltz to the upcoming polka is so dramatic that even me talking in between is not enough. I got to play the commercial here, and then we'll be back with Bernie Witkowski and a Silver Bell Orchestra, all right? So hang on!
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, see, now we're down to that part of the show where we're looking to see how much we can fit in here yet this week. Let's see. I promised you High Button Shoes. Here's Bernie Witkowski and his Silver Bell Orchestra. This one's a snappy one.
Yeah. chłopak nie chce, bo mnie żaden chłopak nie chce. I tak płacze moje serce, bo mnie żaden chłopak nie chce, bo mnie żaden chłopak nie chce. Żaden chłopak poznać nie chce, żaden chłopak poznać nie chce. Gdy na jarmark se pojadę, żaden chłopak poznać nie chce, żaden chłopak poznać nie chce.
Bernie Witkowski there, high button shoes here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Look at that clock winding it down. I think if I focus, I get two more songs into the show this week. You ready? Here's the Ampelaires and the White Table Polka. There you have it there, the Ampelaires. And I tell you what, I'm just going to ram another song in here, and I think we're going to make her the Polka Dots. It's important, I think, to point out this is Polka Dots with two T's, because there's also Polka Dots with one T. I'm assuming they're different bands. I really don't know. We know this one, though. It's the Keystone Polka. Thank you. have it there, the polka dots, that's with two T's, and that's the Keystone Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show, and the old clock on the wall says it's about time to get out of here. I've used up all the minutes I've been allotted for today's presentation, but I'm stacking up records for next week, so have no fear, the fun has just begun.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back again next week, same bat time, same bat channel. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.